Am I the jerk? And by the way, you can always email in your scenarios, amithejerk1310@gmail.com. But we've got some we need to go through.
Yes, indeed we do, Matthew. Let's start with one I got a little while back, a little pizza issue we've got. Hi, guys. I hope all is well. Okay, here's the issue. There's a pizza place that I frequent. We're not going to read the name on air. Sure, it's great. But he always purchases 2 slices of pepperoni for a total of $6.74. Says he usually tips $5, so the total is $11.74. And he says, I always pay with my credit card. One day, he happened to have some cash on him, and he gets his couple slices, as per usual, a little lunch pizza. And it's ready to go. He goes up to the guy at the register, and the guy says $6.74. Pulls out a $10 bill. Guy behind the counter says, oh, cash. So now your total is going to be $6.50. And he says, I'm not losing my mind over the 14 cents. However, I have an issue with them not telling you that the card is being charged more than when you pay cash. He says his coworker tells him pretty much all small businesses do that. They'll charge more on a card, and that's pretty common knowledge. Said he looked it up, and in Texas, it's not against the law to not inform. However, it is frowned upon because it's kind of deceptive. And he says the little angel on his shoulder said, 14 cents. Who cares? Big whoop. The devil on his shoulder said, say, bro, why aren't you informing me of the charge on my card?
Okay.
What if they're hiding something else?
It's like, man, the devil on my shoulder would be like, you should take that pizza chick back and see what's going on.
Kind of see what's up. So is he?
I mean, it is a devil on your shoulder. What does the devil care about paying for money?
It's true.
Nothing wrong with that.
You're true. That's very true.
Thank you.
So is he being a jerk if he asks them?
He is.
To inform them of the 14 cents.
Oh, to be informed, no. But the fact, I'm surprised that he didn't know that, because that's extraordinarily common, especially like they're saying for small businesses, because the credit cards, and a lot of the times the device that you use, they charge you a percentage
right
to use that device for the service of running a credit card.
How common knowledge is that, though? I don't know.
I assumed everybody kind of knew that. That's why a lot of places will tell you cash is
right
cheaper.
I feel like I don't encounter that much, but I'm not going into a lot of like local mom and pop shops either. Mm-hmm. Like if you go to local spot, I've definitely encountered it, and I know it's a thing. You'll see it at gas stations.
Yeah,
pretty
gas all the
but
time.
But that's also well advertised, or just well informed of like cash is this much, credit is this much.
Yeah, maybe they should start doing that then.
Because I think you're just, as a business, I don't think you're being a jerk, but it is, and it, I don't, it, 14 cents really isn't anything. So it's not that deceptive
right
at the end of the day, but you could head off any problems by just putting up a piece
you
of
could
paper behind the register of caches.
You know, I guess like if he had asked like, why is it cheaper? And the guy goes, oh, it's because we have to run your card.
Right.
Then, I mean, you don't have to like the explanation, but that's part of it. Or you can go to a major place or something that doesn't do that.
I got a freshie here.
Ooh, a fresh one.
Yeah. Hi, Invasion team. I was heading to the gym this morning.
Okay.
On my way there, I made a U-turn and a right turn from Main Street to enter into the complex where my gym is. The Main Street is a 3-lane either side road with a paved median. While I approached the U-turn point, I slowed down and checked the opposite side traffic to make sure that I'm in the clear. Very good. I'm in the clear to make my U-turn, no vehicle in sight. As I make the U-turn, there was a tow truck entering into the road. In parentheses, opposite of me, he's exiting a tire store, entering the street, making a left turn.
Okay.
And he's running head on towards me. He said he stopped right there, and the tow truck driver jumped on the horn, started honking like he was like, I'm going to rush into him.
Yeah.
He said, I showed no remorse, threw my hands in there asking him, what? He did the same and started honking again. I didn't want to worsen the situation and let him go my way and made my U-turn afterwards. Am I the jerk for making a valid U-turn? No, sir.
No,
you are not.
Not at all. And I don't think the guy, I mean, laying on the horn, yes.
That's where it starts getting into.
But him maybe not, whoa, I'm like, hey, man, and which technically he does have the right of way because you never do on a U-turn.
Right, exactly. And if you're, you know, look. Sometimes you don't see the other car, but you need to acquiesce to what's going on, realize who is in the right, who is in the right of way. And, you know, if you've got a little palms to the sky, like what's going on, that's fine.
Why is he so mad at me?
But once we start laying into the horn, that's going to escalate things to the next level. Cause it's pretty regular to get what's going on or just a surprise look from somebody.
It happens. I think it's okay. That guy in that situation is not a jerk whatsoever.
No.
But sometimes you push your horn a bit. I never honk at anybody in traffic unless it's somebody at a stop sign or a red light and it turns green and they're on their phone. Then you just give them the courtesy. Like,
how long do you give them?
A couple seconds for sure. Yeah. I'm not like, oh, it's green, go.
It's very dependent on where you are in line, too. Right. Like, if I'm three or four back, I'm hands off.
If I'm right behind them, I do that.
Yeah, and it's just a little beep, just a little tap.
And sometimes I wish I could stop and have a conversation with them. And happened to me the other day at a four-way stop where this person just sat there. And I didn't have anywhere to go, so I sat there for a minute, too.
Because you're just like, how long is it? How long are they going to sit here?
And I was like, man, this is nuts. And so then another car came and got behind me, and that car ended up honking.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right. And then the car moved. And I just wanted to be, are you playing a game? Are you watching a movie? Like, you know you were approaching a stop sign. You stopped.
And then lost track of where you were.
Oh, sweet. Now I can get on my phone and do something.
Wait, at a stop sign, that's egregious.
Yeah, it was nuts.
Like, red light, I understand.
You can do a little check-in at a red light.
But stop sign is crazy.
Because a stop sign is you stop.
And then you go.
And there were no, it was a four-way stop. There were no cars at the other stop.
That's wild.
I know.
So they just
That's hit. How come I didn't do anything. Because, man, I wonder what is happening.
So they were stopped when you got there.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's very interesting. Yeah. So, like, they pull up to the stop sign. Maybe they got a text or something, and they just kind of, all right, now I'm getting over here. Oh, you know what? I need to check my email, too.
It was something, man.
Man, she's looking really good on Instagram. I shouldn't have broke up with her.
Because most of the time I will honk, but like I said, I wasn't in a hurry. I had nowhere to go, and I was amused by it. So, yeah. I was like,
what are we doing?
Because I'll do that at fast food. There's a specific chicken place that I'll stop at on the way home sometimes, and it's one location that it happens at, but they are known for bad service. I will say that. But I always place an online order so I can just pull up and grab it and leave and I don't have to wait through a big long line, but I'll go through the drive through. And twice now I've pulled up to the window and, no one's saying anything the longest I've sat there is 8 minutes. No one says anything. There's no cars ahead of me.
It's kind of awesome.
And so at a certain point, both times, I just pull up to the window and it's the same lady both times. And both times I've just been like, you know, I've been back there for quite some time. And there were actually two cars that were parked behind me that left because you're not answering your drive-through window thing. And she's like, okay. And I'm like, just the only reason why I didn't leave is I've already purchased food. And it's now sitting over there getting cold. Okay. And does not care. Like, cannot even muster any care about the situation.
We wonder why the other chicken place can close on Sundays and make $1 gazillion.
And do great, yes.
That's funny because I have had that at the grocery store before where the person checking me out didn't say anything. And, like, not a single thing to me. I pay, and then when I leave, like, I'll start talking to them. I go, oh, okay, well, thank you. No, I did, but thanks.
Appreciate it.
All right, you too. And they just look at you like, what? And I go, oh, you didn't talk to me at all during this whole transaction?
Okay, the grocery line has some.
Because I'm that person.
We go to a couple of three different grocery stores at different times, and there's the one grocery store that you have to bring a quarter to use the carts.
Oh, okay, yeah.
To use the carts, and I love that place, number one. But it's always interesting because based on who's in line and based on who's checking you out, you're going to have very, very different checkout experiences.
Yeah.
Because it's usually only like one person in there checking people out. So occasionally the line can get kind of long. And it's so awkward because there's not a lot of space between checkout and like the end of the conveyor belt thing, but there's always space for somebody to start putting their groceries on the conveyor belt, but there's always somebody also there with a cart that's leaving it a foot behind all of their stuff and blocking off the entire area. Or maybe they're not pushing the little dividers all the way back, so you would have to reach across them to try and get a divider to start putting your stuff up there. And I always try to just scoot up as far as I can, and I always have my kid with me, so I get her to the front of the cart so she's not in people's way. People just need to be a little bit more aware of their surroundings.
That would be nice. I don't know if it's going to happen.
I kind of doubt it.
That would be very, very nice.
I kind of doubt it.
We all have to understand that we're not the only people in the world.
And that's not going to happen.
No, it doesn't. You see it constantly. I see it every day. People just don't pay attention. I mean, the roadways around here, it's amazing we don't see people get obliterated every single day, because I drive north on 35, so when I'm leaving, the station's here in downtown Dallas, so when I'm leaving, you're going north on 35, well, there's three lanes that split and go 183 towards Irving, and then there's the three lanes that go north towards Denton, essentially. Every single day on my way home, somebody right at the last second swerves over. I'm like, man, they started showing us signs a mile back of which lanes go what direction. And you looked up and go, wait a second. They didn't. It's true. I can't stay in this lane. Like, my God.
When I can't get to the, I think it's the Continental exit over here, you have to go past and go like past the train station and all that. And that, so it's basically, you have the 45 exit that then goes into the next exit to get off and come over here, but that also is the Oaklawn exit further up, and it all just condenses, but it's very, very clear on what's happening in each lane and when it's going to happen. But
just gotta pay attention.
Every single day you have somebody stopped in the exit only lane because they're claiming that they didn't understand that that was an exit lane, but they need to stay on the highway, and they're going to do the same thing when they get up to Oaklawn and they're like, oh, I guess I have to get out of this lane because it's going to exit as well. No one's paying attention to any of the signage in the city.
Nope.
Ever.
And you people are the jerks.
You people are the jerks.
Because you're not reading the signs.
Read some signs, please. It would make everything a lot better. Also, if we just constructed these traffic changeovers a little bit better.
Read the signs. It's same thing in the 10 items or less. Yep. Read the sign.
And return your cart.
Right. Like the people who try to go in the exit doors at different places. It literally says exit on the door and the other door says entrance.
Don't be a jerk for the holidays.
I feel like reading signs, all of a sudden I'm realizing if we just read signs
you're probably in better shape than we are now.
Sometimes she's just not that into you.
Right. Don't
read the signs.
Get off your phone. Read the signs around you. Read the signs around you. All right, that is Am I the Jerk for this week. Send in all your jerky scenarios over the next couple of weeks while you're hanging out with family and interacting with the public. We need them. Am I the Jerk? 1310@gmail.com. We'll get back to it at the beginning of the year.